We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning to you. Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on The Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp. Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi, y'all. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ed is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. The Nocturne we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Oh, good.
So, there we go.
Now known as,
I turned myself off.
Did you have a wreck or something?
Athletic.
You have a wreck?
All right, we're back at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and Rufus is politicking over there, shaking hands, signing autographs, and all of that. Judy Montague just came up. Judy didn't bring us any banana pudding or strawberry shortcake in a jar. Have you ever eaten any of that?
Good stuff. Yes, I have.
Judy Montague. Oh my gosh. She's around here somewhere. I guess she left. Where'd she go?
She went to go get us stuff.
Oh, okay. She's bringing back sweets. Oh yeah. My gosh. That's good and bad. You know, it is so tempting. And but yeah, she actually among her. I mean, she has Neapolitan bars.
Yes.
And I mean, just everything you can think of sweet. Yeah.
Neiman Marcus and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Coconut.
Neiman Marcus. Neiman Marcus something.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So at any rate, but I like the banana pudding in a jar. So you can buy a jar of it, and it's cold, and you can take it home with you. And strawberry shortcake. Mm-hmm. And it is so good.
And the jams and jellies and pickles and all that. And she does a pimento cheese, too. I think she may bring one of those down.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody's out here today.
Yeah, it is. it's something else. And the temperature is great under the shelter with the big fans. It's not as humid. It's a wonderful time to come out and visit. Lots of blooming plants, lots of house plants. You know, college kids going back to school or just wanting some type of house plants indoor. Get kids involved with it. There's succulents. There's Venus flytraps. Little hanging plants. You know, put in your bathrooms and just good air, natural air purifiers. So there's something for everybody out here.
I know, and
the microgreens is a pretty cool thing too. Across from us, so that seems good. But I definitely think we definitely all need to do the.
Can you use Fatback with those? Can you cook?
My.
Season them with Fatback.
Does that fella selling
them? Oh, look
them?
At the beets.
I was going to say, does that fella selling them look like he eats Fatback?
I don't know.
Skinny as a rail, fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, I don't know.
So.
Well, I certainly do, so.
To see if there's some fresh corn out here. And I need to get some sourdough before I leave, too.
Oh, up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very tempting, but I guess I better pass today.
It's something I'd take to my mom. Like,
yeah, I mean, everybody loves it. It is so, so good.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're anywhere near a scale... But, you know, everything in moderation, but Rufus always says excess in moderation, so he gets really mixed up.
He does.
There's so many pretty plants out here today, ginger lilies. Do you have ginger lilies at your house or at your farm?
I used to. I guess one of the winters must have killed it, which is odd. But
yeah.
And then my garden in Apex has just shaded them out, and I dug a bunch up and gave them away. But I had several colors, so my goal and my hope is I want to start doing some gardening down at Oak Island. So I've been collecting. Since spring, all kinds of things, most of them growing at the farm, but my goal is to get them all back down to, or get them to Oak Island sometime late fall, early winter, and house
yeah.
them and
yeah.
and start working down there on the garden.
So there's across the way there, is that an agave?
Where,
kind of greeny, silvery plant over there on the... Low-growing, I mean, the low one.
So I see rosemary, I see a fig, I see a native magnolia, I see the yucca. The variegated yucca.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, it says 4982 growers, Smithfield. That is, oh, my goodness, Judy has, look what she's done.
Judy.
Thank you, baby. So that is Bill McClure's booth. He's a longtime friend of mine, used to work at a local nursery. He's quite the grower.
Judy, take that microphone over there from Rufus's place and talk to us a minute about what you brought. We get, there we go.
There you go.
So, Judy Montague, where are you located? Which booth?
We're 37.
At six, she's in 37.
The ladies' restroom.
Okay. All right. So... You brought out some things. What did you bring,
We got
Nelsa?
Homemade pimento cheese, homemade chicken salad, and we have strawberry shortcake, banana pudding, all kinds of cakes.
Looking good.
Now tell us the Neiman Marcus.
Our number one seller is our Neiman Marcus bars, and it's kind of like an ooey gooey bar.
Ooey gooey.
Or a chest.
They're
square,
very good.
Very rich.
So
yes.
It's
like Neiman Marcus.
Chocolate, coconut. I mean,
well, this has cream cheese and butter and all the good stuff.
Of course, it's got butter.
Butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all the good desserts have butter.
Oh, y'all need to come on out to the farmer's market. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
It is nice out here and a nice breeze coming through. I know y'all appreciate that, being out here all day.
Yeah.
So is your husband manning the booth?
Is Joe
manning the booth?
Yeah, my husband's down in the booth, yeah.
Okay.
And I brought Rufus here some strawberry shortcake.
Ooh.
Don't eat it yet. Yeah.
Do you need your mic back?
No, he's got to get all of his other paraphernalia on here. Got to get the harness on and everything. So Judy, you're...
We've been out here 19 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep, we have. And this is the second job for us. We retired, but we didn't like retirement.
I know. I don't think anybody does. I really rarely talk to anybody who truly likes retirement. They may claim they do, but they do you like retirement?
I'm not retired. I'm so busy, but you know.
Yeah.
You cut grass all the time and travel.
I just run circles.
That's right. You do.
Just retired too, didn't you?
That's what you
do. You
call
like it?
I love it. I mean, but I'm not like
you have more freedom.
I'm not having exactly.
Yeah.
Less stress.
Right.
So. Well, Joe and I, first 2 years we did okay. We remodeled and did some stuff.
Yeah.
But
right.
Then after that, we kind of looked at each other and said, "Okay, what do we do now?"
Yeah.
So
you know what? One of the things I love, and I'll have to pick some up today, but I love your hot salsa, your salsa that you guys
make. You make something that's not sweet.
Yeah, we've got
that?
All kinds of canned goods. We have salsa, and this past week I did fig jam and apple butter.
Mm.
And then this week I'm doing peach preserves and pear jam. Pear honey. Oh, that's so good. Pear honey.
Pear honey.
Oh.
Okay.
So. Do you raise the pears and the figs?
Some of the stuff we do. My husband has 70 fig bushes.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
I can't.
Is he obsessed or what?
Yes, he's obsessed.
So he has a lot of different. He needs one of those plants from George's. Do you ever go to the Roast Grill?
I know. Roast Grill downtown. George Perez.
His grandmother and grandfather started this hot dog restaurant. Little hole-in-the-wall place in the 1940s, and they were Greek immigrants. And they planted a fig tree out back, so it's in the middle of downtown Raleigh.
Yeah. Right.
And it's still going strong, and Rufus, or Phil Campbell, I think, got some cuttings of it and
grew some
plants.
We've got some fresh figs today, and they've been late coming in.
Rufus says his aren't mature yet. His second crop.
Well, I'm going to let y'all go. I've got to go back before I
you
get
do?
Fired.
All right. Well, don't get fired. I mean, you have to retire again. Thank you, Judy.
All righty. Thank y'all for coming out.
Yes, ma'am.
Good seeing you, Judy.
All right.
It's too bad you can't watch me eat this strawberry.
Why don't you look at it for a while?
I'm going to. I'm looking at it.
From all angles. Because you haven't eaten. I mean,
Monica, if you recall, that is the thing that won the prize.
The
dessert contest that I judged one time. I didn't know it was Judy's.
Her strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Right there, yeah. Nothing like it.
It looked like banana pudding.
It did.
But look on the bottom.
She's trying to fool us. All right, we're gonna take a break and be back with more of the Weekend Gardener here. It's more like Ask Your Neighbor this morning.
It is.
Except for the murder stuff. more coming up here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. We're at the State Farmers Market at 10:20.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about the goat?
We're back. Hey, Colin. What are y'all... Colin, we had Joel, and now Colin is here. Colin, you okay?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
You can turn the microphone on if you want to and tell us how you are.
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
We're great, buddy. Yeah. So where'd Joel go? He escaped?
He's not feeling the best right now, so I took over.
He's not feeling very good. I think it's the show. I think probably we just brought him down somehow. We started talking about murders, this murder case, because he had the author of a book. So I think that brought him down. What we're going to do now, Colin, is eat some goat's milk ice cream. How's that sound?
I love goat products. They are the best dairy.
Well, there's a gentleman out here. Thanks. That I don't know what the name of the business is. What's the name of the business?
I think it's just called Goat.
Oh, okay. Here it is. It's got a label on it. Francy Farms. And this is he gave me Italian ice because I didn't want any calories
gotcha.
This morning. So
I'll take.
Would you please bust that open, or
I'll run the
or help Rufus bust
today.
That his open and Rufus give us. Thank you, Colin.
Give us a taste test.
Appreciate you being there. And Rufus, go ahead. You're leaving us in some, boy, that's some hard stuff. I think that is frozen. I don't think we'll be able to eat it today. No, I think that's something on top. That's cardboard.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to eat.
That might be hard to digest. All right, see if you can. I think it's too hard. We'll have to leave them out a little while before we give you a testimonial on Francy Farms, the Italian ice or the goat's milk ice cream, and they have the other goat's milk stuff over there, products. And Colin loves it. Harrison, do you like goat's milk? Yeah. I like goat's milk cheese.
Oh, me too.
That's all I've had.
There's a goat lady in Climax. That's what it's called, the goat lady. But
is she actually a goat, or where she grow goats?
But they
raise
they
goats.
They raise goats.
Okay.
And it's a neat place. They
I bet.
You know, sometimes offer dinners and cheese pairings, and it's
oh,
a lot
wow.
of fun. But I see her. Cheeses and things, even in grocery stores now.
Is that in Julian or Climax?
Climax.
Or in down there at Richard Petty's. That's not far from
that's
Richard Petty's shop.
Yeah.
Level
right.
Cross.
That's right. Level
yeah.
Cross.
Y'all get
Red
along
Cross.
With those people down in Level Cross?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
That's some good people down there.
They are. They're great. Yep.
So, we just, people just literally chunking food at us. They're just throwing yeah. food at us. Rufus, were you able
to. I don't
even
know who those were from.
That was from Wayne.
Wayne
up
okay.
in the market shop.
It's not gonna be like Melissa's
pimento cheese.
Oh, no. Peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle. No,
hers
no, no.
Is the best.
No, hers. Melissa makes everything. Melissa makes is
it's
is
amazing.
Good.
Yes,
yeah.
it is.
So, but,
oh look, we have new neighbors.
What?
New neighbors. They finally showed up.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. So we have so many interesting people. Speaking of sweet Melissa, she's
there. She
bringing,
comes with her beautiful.
Oh,
bring
all these
sweet
she brought
Melissa.
Your container. She brought your container
she
back.
Did.
Your basket.
Wow.
So, Melissa,
she's coming around the corner.
Here. This is goat's milk. No, this is.
Thank you.
All natural Italian ice. It's real hard. We hadn't been able to
my basket
to eat the goat's milk ice cream, but
it's too frozen.
See if you can get anything out of that. Yeah. So we're just having the best time, folks.
Peppers,
absolutely.
I think.
Yeah, we had a
what are you looking for? A bag?
We had a listener come by and was talking about weeds. I think you diagnosed a weed problem. If you know the extension service or a garden center or someplace needs to hold a class mm-hmm. on weed identification, at least lawn weed identification.
Yeah, and I think if they did like two segments or two sessions where you do cool season weeds and warm season weeds
uh-huh.
and how each can be addressed and treated and what time of year and, of course, what type of areas you're trying to treat it in, because they can all be different. You could have it in a lawn or a cool season lawn or a warm season lawn, but you also could have it in gardening, vegetable beds, raised beds, container beds, but also just landscaped beds. So it's a very multifaceted, kind of subject that there's not like a yes or a no fix-all solution. There's a lot to it that to learn. It's a whole course itself.
Right. Well, I hope somebody does that sometime.
Yeah,
that's a great
idea, Mike.
Yeah. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming out. We only have a half hour left of the show this morning here at the
Good
Farmer's
gracious.
Market in Raleigh. We'll be back.
You can't get melted.
Oh, it's hard.
thing Gary Stevenson left for me.
They probably have.
Mine, you talk about they coming in from the top. I don't quite understand how that how they come in from the top.
Okay, we're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener.
I didn't find any hole that could come down.
And so we're back on. Nelson, Rubus, I don't want to bother them. Harrison, you want to talk?
He loves it because it's pulling the humidity.
So we're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and we have some listeners that Nelson is describing something or solving a problem, and Rufus is chiming in too. So we're having what were you talking about with those nice people?
We were talking about a very sentimental but yet old philodendron, one of the large leaf Solania philodendrons, and it's in need of being repotted now. And so it had a lot of aerial roots, which are kind of scary because they look like snakes coming out of it.
Yeah.
Which they're there because they're looking for moisture. But so anyway. We discussed how to root prune it, how to take care of that.
Rufus, I don't want to bother you, but are you?
He's changed. Please, his watermelon glasses.
You are intent on finishing that.
Is it a word?
You busted into it. This is goat's milk ice cream. How is it?
It is. This was chocolate peanut butter, and I can savor every little small particle.
Well, not the way you were eating. You were digging.
It's wonderful.
It was like you had struck oil or something.
Well, little by little, little by little.
And he's changed his sunglasses.
Yeah. Was there any reason for that, or you just...
Well, I thought watermelon and goat milk chocolate ice cream would be good.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, so he's just a fashion legend. Those glasses.
And his ice cream there.
And the ice cream.
Mmm.
You got anywhere to go this afternoon? Or you don't have it to speak anywhere or anything, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. So
it'll be a snooze.
The afternoon off.
It'll be a snooze. And I do a little gardening.
Well, what are you going to eat? You said you were going to eat the hot dog at 3 o'clock. What are you going to do in between? I mean, don't you need any sustenance for lunch? Or?
Not really the way I've crammed here today.
Okay. Well, what have you eaten? I didn't see you eat anything. You already had a hot dog?
No, I didn't do that.
He had a spring roll.
Yeah, a spring roll.
Well, one little spring roll. What did you have for breakfast?
I had a farmer's market biscuit loaded with bacon, egg, and a huge slice of a Rufus tomato.
So you went to the farmer's market restaurant early?
No.
Oh, yeah, this was...
I had the biscuits from a trip.
Oh, okay.
I brought them home.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, so I had a big breakfast.
Yeah, those biscuits left over are really good.
Oh, my, yeah. And somebody the other day told me they toasted them.
Yeah.
Why ruin them?
Oh, you think toasting ruins the biscuits?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Well, I don't know. There are people who would definitely disagree with that.
Yeah, I know.
My mom would be one.
Yeah, she likes toasted biscuits.
She likes that little crunch.
I'm afraid Melissa would disagree with you too. I don't know where she went.
It's a pretty dress
well, that,
today.
Yeah,
I encourage disagreement.
Yeah, of course. You loved to debate. You were
love in a civil way.
You were the debate king in FFA, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And what about in college?
Well, I took speech, and we had debates there.
Oh, okay.
And then I took it up seriously when I got in public office.
You sure did.
I never stopped.
Yeah. So you know how to debate. All right, so the peanut butter, whatever else is in it.
It is passing with flying colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peanut butter and chocolate.
All right. And
we're getting somewhere.
He brought
now.
Me some Italian ice that just has water and sugar and strawberry. strawberries in there. And
Melissa gives it a thumbs up.
Yes, and I had a little taste of it, and it was really good. So the gentleman, I don't know how long he's been out here, but all right. Well, you've had a lot of Richards this morning off the air. On the air, Richard, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good morning, sir. I've been a long-time listener. I moved to the Triangle 32 years ago. I've been listening to WPTF ever since.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and thank you for listening.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Y'all want to turn me into a gardener. I've never done any gardening in the past, but I love landscaping now and planting bulbs and everything else.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. I love to hear that. You know, we have a lot of listeners who could care less about gardening, but they like to listen to the show.
Pick up great information.
I like that. I mean, it's they enjoy the humor and just kind of, it's like sitting in a country store, because I did it, sitting in a country store, sitting around talking with people.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
And you may not be like a gardener, what we think of, but like the young lady that just stopped by who, his mother passed away and she had like a 30-year-old philodendron, so you may just want, you know, advice, or I'm sure people have house plants.
Right.
So
I think everybody does a little bit.
We capture it all.
I think so. Yeah,
well,
we try
thank
to.
You. Thank you.
Yeah,
for
well, I'm so glad you called. Is there anything we can help you with?
Yeah, two questions. One is this, I live in a townhome community, and fortunately I'm backed up against the forest, so that's where I've done all my gardening in there. You know, I put a lot of nice trees in there. But let me ask you this question about Mondo grass. My next door neighbor had some bare areas, so they planted this plug of Mondo grass in there about, you know, 12 years ago, and that stuff has spread like crazy. But one thing I wanted to ask about these Mondo grass is somehow it'll pop up like 20 feet away, 30 feet away. How does it do that? Like it pops up in the regular lawn.
So, it has flowers. And
so basically,
seeds, I guess.
Is the Mondo grass your neighbor planted, is it one that's like 4 to 6 inches, or is it real tight and short?
That's a good question.
I mean, is it like a ground cover real short,
no,
or is it
no,
like
it's more
4 to 6 inches?
It looks like liriope.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
like,
does it
like
have
variety, does 4 to 6 inches? Yep.
Does it have a really, really thin blade?
Yes, it does. And when you pull it out, it's got little tiny roots. That you
okay.
Can see.
Okay. So it's the true Mondo, which most people do the dwarf. But so your question is,
why did it spread like that? I mean, how did it end up on the other side of it?
Not only spread nearby, it'll pop up 30 feet away in my fescue grass.
Yeah, so Mike was basically onto that. It does produce flowers and then seeds, and then the seeds can scatter via birds, via actually insects, wind, water. So, you know, because that can be, that Mondo can be invasive. The dwarf Mondo is not. It's more.
Yeah, in fact,
contained.
We wish it would be.
Exactly.
A lot of people would, because they like having that
slower,
instead of a lawn.
Exactly.
Yeah, the lawn grass.
But that's what the reason is.
Might it be a little have runners too, Nelson?
Oh, they have. Yes, they do have runners. Yes.
I have never. There must be the run. I'm definitely those runners. How long are they? Because the grass will pop up. Like maybe in the garden area, it'll pop up like 2-3 feet away.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt if it's a runner from that. I mean, you could delicately lift it up and follow the root, but it's probably from seed is my guess.
Okay, well, I have never seen flowers on them, on that grass.
They're very inconspicuous.
Oh, they must be. Because I have looked, and I'm pretty observant.
Yep.
I'm retired now. I'm here all the time, so
yeah.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, okay. It's not like something you're going to see. It's down in the base of the thick of the grass, so you're not going to identify, or you're not going to see it.
Okay, second question. I totally unrelated to that. And I've got two camellias beautiful on both sides of my porch, and they're doing great. You know, they bloom. They bloom a pinkish rose October, November. rarely get into December, although my other neighbors got some in the back forest, and they bloom like January, you know, December, January. But these ones on both sides of my porch, which are now probably 7 feet tall and, you know, two and a half, 3 feet in diameter, they get these little things on that look like almost like a tiny lime.
I missed what you said the plant was. The wind is picking up.
A camellia.
Is that a gall? Like a leaf gall?
It's a bud.
Well, it may not.
It looks like a seed pod, but it's bronze color, and it almost looks like a kiwi thing, but about a third the size of a kiwi.
And you see that after it flowers? What time of year?
I think for some reason my brain isn't remembering right now, but I think they happen in the fall. I think they do. And then my question is, they grow and they get big about the size, one inch and the 1.5 inch in diameter, and then they all disappear. They're not in the ground. They're not around the tree. They're gone. Do birds like those things when they go after them?
I mean, it does sound like a mature seed pod, so I mean, I'm not sure if birds are going after them or what's happening to them. They fall off and, you know, dry up, disintegrate. I'm not sure, but it doesn't sound like a gall. A gall would be green. You're saying it turns kind of a bronzy, which is what you'll see sometimes with seed pods.
Somewhere in between the color of a
photos is what I would have to really see a picture of it to give 100% okay. answer, but it sounds like seed pods. I've seen those on, I mean, it's just, you know, part of the bees, especially the older the plant gets.
Yeah, well, I don't know what kind of bird could take it away. I mean, they're pretty big.
Right.
But we do have owls here, and we have hawks here, I don't know if they'd be interested in eating something like that. But.
I think I've got the same thing. They're seed pods, and I like to go around snapping them off just for the fun of it.
Maybe Rufus is doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could be the sort of
clandestine. How about that? Well, did that help?
Well, that helps.
It's not gonna hurt your plant if it's like the ones I've got.
No. They're either disintegrating very quickly in the ground, or there's some kind of birds coming and getting them.
Probably a squirrel.
That's true.
Oh,
Rufus, is that goat's milk ice cream good, Rufus?
It is absolutely out of this world.
Well, I wish I was there.
I do too. We'd certainly feed you, because our people been throwing food at us all morning. We've had a veritable food fight this morning, except it's been a lot more orderly.
But I've been out to farmers market in the past when I was working down that area. And so
isn't it a great place?
I picked up some honey one time from a honey farmer. And
yeah.
And he's telling me he took his hives all over North Carolina to, you know, collect different types of honey. And then I've also been to the North Carolina seafood many times. I love that place.
Well, you're making yourself hungry. That's what you're doing.
I'm eating breakfast while I'm talking to you.
Okay, well, that's good. What are you having for breakfast this morning? Cheerios? Or?
Bagels. I got one raisin bagel and one plain bagel.
Oh, okay. All right.
I said bagel.
You got anything? Muffins. You got anything? Got anything to chase them with, or?
Orange juice. I always have a large glass of orange juice.
Yeah.
And I happened to have purchased some cherries at the store.
Oh, wow! That's a good one.
Yeah, those Washington cherries. Those big,
thank you,
big dark ones. And then getting ready to try a donut hole, the Bill Knapp donut hole. But I picked up the hair.
Man, you're gonna overdose here for a long time. If you keep adding stuff.
I was up early spraying my lawn for crabgrass and mixing the car down. And then I ran things off to the recycle bin, and now I'm sitting down.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just relax a while. You're retired now. So.
Yes, sir. That's what I can do. It's good chatting with you.
Good talking to you. Please call us again. All right, we're okay, at State. Thank you. We're at State Farmers Market in Raleigh. We'll be back. It's 10:48. We're back on WPTF, and Rufus was describing to David how to plant a Siberian iris that Steve brought. Is Steve still with us? Okay. I don't know if that was the same Steve or not. But at any rate, we... all right. Bart is with us.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you, Bart?
How can we help you
this morning?
So I have a kind of a silly question. It's a non-gardening question, but it's something that's been... I've been listening for, gosh, this show for a long
Are you going to ask why I'm hosting this show? Or
No.
Why they kept me on, I guess.
No, when we were there on Thursday, Rufus dog, he said, don't get out of the hospital on Monday.
Oh, good. How'd you like it?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Guys, yeah, those red wieners, Carolina Packing.
Absolutely.
Carolina Packers.
So here's my question.
Do you have your radio on? Okay. I don't know. We got a weird signal from you from your cell phone. Are you sure you're not with the CIA?
No.
Okay. It's like we're being bugged or something. Go ahead. Describe what you were going to say.
Yeah, so I have a non-gardening question. And the question is, listening to the State Farmers Market jingle on the radio, I cannot make out the precise words, and I was hoping you could help me out.
All right. It's...
State Farmers Market.
Yeah, caught, grown... Hey, Alexis, do you know the State Farmers Market jingle? It says caught, grown, caught...
Grown, caught, and made.
Born, no, not born.
Yeah, I think it
is. Is it born? Born, raised, caught.
Born, raised, caught. Yep, I think it is.
Is that it, Alexis? You're the intern. You're supposed to know these things.
Yeah,
okay, he's got a... Hey, Monica.
Monica, come sing
Monica
it
Monica knows.
Me.
Yeah, come sing it, Monica. We'll get this straight.
It's like,
we'll get this
born, caught, raised.
What are the words in the State Farmers Market jingles? Grown, caught,
made.
Let me see that. Yes, go ahead.
I'm not going to sing it, but
that's all right. That's all right.
But it's grown, raised, caught, made, and it's got to be in C. And that is the slogan for the Department of Agriculture and the products in North Carolina, because they're grown, raised, some are caught, and some are made. And so I actually had a phone call this week from just a very intrigued listener that wanted to know what it said.
Absolutely. And
so, but it's that's what it is.
Now you're going to be able to sleep better because you're not worried about that, right? did you write it down?
I did. I wrote down a bunch of iterations until we finally solved it and got it straight.
Oh, good. All right. So, well, grown, raised, caught, made.
Okay.
Is for others.
Maybe you can sing that, Rufus.
Rufus, no, he's got something in his mouth. What are you eating now? You didn't bite off that cigar, did you?
I think he's eating a chocolate cupcake.
Okay, chocolate covered peanut. Rufus,
he needs to take a dose of insulin.
A dose of something. So I think he's out of commission right now. Can you sing? Can you sing the Farmer's Market jingle?
I'd have to be paid to do that. My contract won't allow. If you want Hawk and Talk Angel, I'll sing that.
And believe me, he would cost a lot of money to get him to do it. So, sorry about that. We don't have any singers out here this morning.
Okay. Thanks very much. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for calling. Bye. Man, that was a weird sounding call. The line, the cell line, it was so echoey. All right.
Now, speaking of the CIA,
I don't hear you anymore.
Speaking of the CIA, I hope that our friend JC will call us.
We don't have much time for that. I don't think JC would be able to get in. Maybe he can call next week. We'll be in Anger next week. So.
And, yes.
Where in Anger?
I was trying to. I think. Hey Hooks. Hey Chris. Is it Luxury Kitchen Bath Express that we're going to be in Anger? No. I thought we were in Anger next week. Okay. Well, I thought we were going to be in Anger. Well, I guess we'll be in the studio if they'll have us.
If you're in Anger, you know our buddy Pam will come see you.
Oh, yeah. So I was the Grand Marshal, and Melissa and Reeves, my son, were also in the parade. I was the Grand Marshal of the Anger Christmas Parade one year. It shook them up. I think they shut down the Christmas parade after that. But I had a great time. What a nice
Tobacco Road,
nice community, and they got a crazy ice cream place down there that has about 1,000 flavors or something.
So, oh yeah,
yeah, you've eaten there.
Oh yeah,
eating ice cream there.
Yeah, they've got the Scorpion Heat ice cream. You have to sign a waiver.
Make
national news.
Jalapenos.
Not jalapenos. It's got the big boy stuff.
Oh.
Carolina Reapers and, oh, yeah.
Doesn't it make the ice cream melt faster or something?
They have to sign a waiver. It's insane.
I should have made y'all sign a waiver when I gave y'all that chocolate candy with the Carolina Reaper.
That was some insane.
Yeah.
No, I can still sue you over that yet because
I don't think the statute of limitations
is. It's 4 years.
What do you think?
Longer than that.
Would you think it was attempted murder or something?
Precisely.
Death by chocolate. That's what you call that.
Dadgum. Well, I'm nervous now. Well, got a lawyer on me.
I've eaten my way through this broadcast.
We ought to be happy.
And
shouldn't think about lawsuits.
Just so happy at everything in the world here that you could dream for.
Hello.
Except our friend Cindy from Sugarloaf hadn't come by to see yet, so maybe we'll.
Were you going to sit here and wait for her?
Well, I guess
because the show's about over. Yeah. We got less than 2 minutes, yeah. And Colin is not going to deal with us anymore. So we're just sitting here twiddling our thumbs. Well, yeah. we've got one more hibiscus. I hope we can. Is anybody we can give that to? I don't know if Dave got one.
Hibiscus?
Chris, you want a hibiscus? At any rate,
hibiscus.
We have enjoyed it so much. Monica, we got about a minute here. Grab the microphone and say,
yeah.
Tell people, come on out.
Come on out. Come on out to the State Farmers Market. We're here 7 days a week. We have our pollinator field day coming up this Friday, the 22nd, from 10 to 1. And just so many great things here at the market. Support our local farmers and just enjoy the market.
Yeah, she's got plenty of time, Alexis.
He's trying to be the director over here.
He's trying to wrap you up here. Grown, raised, caught, and made. How
That's
many times
right.
Have you
grown, raised, caught, and made. Got to be in C.
I'm going to get, if I ever get a tattoo, that's what I'm going to get. Grown, raised, caught, and made.
I think that would be awesome. And then put the shape of North Carolina just under there.
There we go. There
got
we go.
It figured out.
Right in the middle of my forehead.
There you go. We have some little tattoos, I believe. I can round one up. The little, you know, the temporary kind.
Oh, boy. All right, I'll have some goat smoke ice cream now. Everybody have a wonderful week. Thank you, Miss Nelson. Thank you, Brother Rufus. Thank you, Alexis. Thank you, Monica.
Yes, thank you guys
thank
for
you
being
Hooks.
Here.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Colin and Joel back at the station. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up next week.